Back in the 80s, Marianne Sharkey left a job as a reporter at the Dayton Journal-Herald to become a statehouse reporter. She says she quickly discovered there was a good old boy culture throughout the Capitol and was shocked at what she discovered.
When I first came there, the press room was really more like a locker room. There were nude photos hanging on the walls above reporters' cubicles. There was a box full of, sort of Playboys and penthouses. And the whole place was a bit of a culture shock for me.
Sharkey was one of only a handful of female reporters who were blazing their way through what had been a man's world. She knew the male reporters hung out at bars across the street from the State House where she didn't feel welcome. She says a hint of sex was everywhere.
Oh, it was extremely blatant. It was very blatant. I mean, you would see... You know, I used to always joke about where's the runway for the aides, because they would have all these young, beautiful aides working for these legislators who would go over there at the, and meet them at the bar at night. And, some of them were known to take, use the hotel rooms at the Neal House.
It's important to note that not all male legislators or reporters engaged in bad behavior. Sharkey says she saw the culture beginning to change in the 90s, around the time she went from being a reporter to working for Republican Governor Bob Taft. Charlita Tavares was working at the State House back in those days, too. First as a legislative aide. In 1994, she was elected as a Democratic state representative from Columbus and became the first ever African-American woman to hold a leadership role in the legislature. She's now a state senator. Tavares says the State House is still a male-dominated culture. Last week, she wrote an open letter saying what current leaders have done is not enough to change attitudes and behavior.
It spoke to coming together as women to ensure that we have a culture of safety here within the General Assembly, that we are going to protect the women within our organization, and that we're going to make sure that anybody who comes into the facilities, that they are safe as well.
Tavares says her effort is not partisan, and she invited Republican women in the legislature to sign on to it.
We opened it to all women. We had some Republican staff initially that added their name and then later took their name off.
Tavares says she's not sure why they removed their names, and at this point, none of the 30 women who have signed on to it are Republicans. It's not just the culture, but the way it's often spun when problems are identified. Both Tavares and Sharkey say they don't like the way the term inappropriate behavior is now being used as a catch-all phrase. It's being used to describe behavior ranging from the sexual harassment and predatory behavior former Republican Senator Cliff Hite has been accused of and apologized for, to the off-color comment Republican Representative Mike Henney admitted he made, to whatever it was that led to the resignation of Senate Democratic Caucus Chief of Staff Mike Primo. And it was used to describe the conduct of former Republican Representative Wes Goodman in his office, which led to Goodman's resignation. Sharkey says it's important for the public to know if the behavior being sanctioned crossed the line from insulting to intimidating or worse.
Clearly the line is drawn when someone either physically attacks somebody or sexually harasses someone to the point where they feel like they have to leave their job or they feel like their job is threatened. There's a big difference between, say, making an inappropriate joke, an inappropriate comment, and actually acting on it.
Tavares says she thinks leaders handling these situations need to provide information to protect the public, but she says they also need to make sure not to reveal too much.
You don't want so much detail given out so you can pinpoint who that individual was.
That's something she says happened in at least one of these recent cases. Women in the State House are outnumbered in the legislature and the press corps that covers lawmakers. But there's one place where women outnumber men. There are more female legislative aides and staffers. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.